Okay, today's daf is Makkos daf Yud Daled, and as we continue with the third parak in Maseches Makkos of Elohim Alokin, we are up to the first Y line, Rava Amar. So today's one of those dafim that most of it is psukim and limudim, and explaining machlokas and going back and forth. What does one do with this pasuk, and what does the other one do with the pasuk, and what does this one need this pasuk for? That's kemat the entire daf, but we will add in nogeya discussions along the way, adding to the psukim. Okay, so let's start with where we're up to. Rava Amar, first wide line on Yud Gimel Amar Beis. Rava Amar, Rava is commenting on the machlokas that came up yesterday on the top of the daf. Remember yesterday we did the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah quoted, for Chayvei Krisos, you get Malkus. Chayvei Krisos. So the Gemara quoted, that's really a Machlokas Tanaim. On the topic of Gimel Mabez, we quoted the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that you get Malkus even in a case of Krisos or Mises Bezdin. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says you don't. Rabbi Akiva says Chayvei Krisos, you get Malkus because you could do Tshuva. And therefore, if you do Tshuva, this was the first Svara that the Gemara gave, you could do Tshuva, it's as if that Onish is not there. So therefore, you're only getting one Onish, so it's okay. Mashenki, Chayvei Mises Bezdin, which you cannot do Tshuva for. But then Rabbi Yitzchak had the middle Shita, which we will talk about Bez Hashem later. Chayvei Krisos have a special limud that there is malchus by chayve. There is no malchus even by chayve krisus, right? Only kares and not malchus. Those are the three shitas in the Tanoim. So the Gemara Rabba now is commenting on the first two opinions, which are the main opinions. Rabbi Yishmael, who says you're chayve malchus by Mises Bezdin or by kares, and Rabbi Kiva says no, only by kares, not by Mises Bezdin. Rava Amar, Asu Beilik Tala Kuliyama Lo Pligi De'ein Lo Kevames. If somebody gave warning for Misa, right, at this Chilul Shabbos, and somebody warns him that he's Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayav Misa, everybody agrees you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus if you're going to die. Everybody agrees to that Kimle. Ki Pligi Da'asu Beilik Malkus. The Machlokas is where the warning was given for Malkus. Somebody goes over to another person who's about to do a Misa, that's Mechai, an Aveira, that's Mechai of Misa, but instead of giving Hasra'a for Misa, he says, if you're Mechal Shabbat, and let's say he got mixed up between Shabbos and Yantif, right? Got mixed up, Yantif is a Lav, and Shabbos is a Skila. So he says, if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. So he for sure doesn't get killed, because he didn't get Hasra, but does he at least get Malkus? That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Lav shaniten lasaras misas bezdin lokan alav. Rabbi Shmuel says a lav that has in its potential to be an ashara for misa lokan alav. You get malchus, even though the lav is quote unquote used up for misa. Still, we can learn malchus if you gave hasara for malchus. Rabbi Akiva sover no lav shaniten lasaras misas bezdin ain lokan alav. Rabbi Akiva says no, a lav is already used up, and therefore you cannot use it for Malkus. Look at the Rashi. Rashi has an important formulation here, explaining this din. Last four skinny lines. Ein lokan alav, kishehisru bo Malkus below Misa, lefisha lo nitan lav ze la asharas onish Malkus, kishar lavim. This lav cannot be used for Malkus, for the punishment of Malkus, like other lavim in the world. Sheharei hutzrach lahashiro, sheim lokein lohaya yachol lechaivo misa. If you use it for Malkus, so then you're not using it for Misa, but this lav is used for Misa in most places, in most cases. So that's why it's already used up, and therefore you cannot use it for Malkus. Right? That is the Rashi. If you look in the Mizrahi ala Torah says, maybe it's not dumya to lav the chasima. Another svara for lav shein lo taras misa bezdin. Just like the Gemara said yesterday, the svara of for lav shein bo maisa and lav anita glase, those two do not get malchus because it's not dumya de lav tachasima. It's not similar to the lav of muzzling. So too here, you could throw this into a lav shein lo taras misa bezdin, is that lav tachasima never could get misa. You never get killed for muzzling your animal. So therefore, maybe that's another reason why you wouldn't get malchus in that case. Okay, two svaras. One the Gemara gives here, one Rashi explains it, and the other is how the Mizrahi explains it. Says the Gemara then, Rabbi Akiva ihachi chayvi krisus nami lav shenitan lasaras karesu. So how could then Rabbi Akiva says, you're not going to get malchus for Mises Bezdin, but what about krisus? The lav, isn't the lav used for krisus? It's also used up? Answer, Amalei Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Hachiyamar Avimi Mehagronya, Mishpei Derava, Chayvi Krisis, Lo Tzrichi Hasra. No, Chayvi Krisis don't need a lav. They don't need the Hasra. They don't need the Hasra given. Chayvi Krisis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What needs Hasra? He says Bezin, where Bezin is going to kill you. Before Bezin kills you, you have to accept the Hasra.
And Malchus?
What?
And Malchus.
Mashiach Malchus, Malchamisa, Omedes, but Malchus is also a Bezin inflicted punishment. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows if a person, especially if you take the approach that Hasra is just Lahavchen, Bechoking, Lamezid, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. You don't have to get Hasra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether to give you Karis or not. So the Chayvi Krisis did not need Hasra, so therefore the Malchus, the Lav is open to be used for Malchus. How do you know that? Where's a case of Karis that you don't even get Hasra? Shaharei Mis Pesach Amila. We know the two. Karban paid the two mitzvahs asay. Pesach Amila Anash Afal Pishalo is here. Even though there's no Asara, there's no Lav. There's no lav. Still, you're going to get karis there. So that haraya, those two, show me and prove to me and reflect that karis does not need an azhara. Why in general would one need an azhara? What if there's just an onesh? What if there's just an onesh in the Torah? A punishment. Right, the Gemara all over, we had it in Sanhedrin a number of times. Ein onshin ela im kein mazhirin. Right? If there's an onesh is not enough. The Torah says you get punished, it's not enough. Why? So it's an important formulation of the Sefer HaChinuch. If you never saw this, it's a good one to look in. Sambach Tess. I saw someone last night at a wedding and a bar mitzvah last night. So at each one, somebody came over and asked me a question on the first two prakim and makas. So one of the listeners, Baruch Hashem, the expanding base medrash. So one asked, yeah, where is, can you please always mention the source? So, okay, I gotta make sure that I always mention the sources. So, I think I try to, most of the time. But, So, mitzvah samach tes, says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's the isser of cursing a judge, Elohim lo sakalel. So there, the Chinuch discusses this. The ha'inyanhu, mipnei, shim lo tavo lanu bedavar minias ha'el. If the Torah would not say it in a lashon of Isser, the Torah would just say, if you punch somebody, you get Malchus. But the Torah wouldn't say it's Asur to punch somebody. If the Torah wouldn't say the Isser, if it would just say, if you Bechal Shabbos, then you Chai Misa. But it wouldn't say that it's Asur to be Bechal Shabbos. So then I would have thought, El Shei Yomar, Oseh Davar Ploni Yanish Bekach, Haya B'mashma, Shehei Rishus B'yad Kol Rotsa L'Kab Ala Onesh, V'lo Yachash L'Tzaro, Lavra L'Mitzvah. I would have thought that, you know what? Everybody can do what they want. Everybody can do what they want. You want to do this, fine. You'll just have to pay for it afterwards. It's not usher to do it. He says, I'll give an example. It's just like borrowing money. You borrow money. You have to pay when you have to pay for it afterwards. Did you do anything wrong there? No. You created a chiv. So too. I do an avera, I create a chiv. I'm chayav malchus, I'm chayav misa. But who says that that's usher? Who says it can't be done? That's what I would have thought without azhara. And that's what the Torah, the Gemara says, Ein onshin ela imkein mazhirin. Klomar harotzeh lasos davar ploni, yitin kach v'kach v'yaseyu, o yitin shekamo lizbo, kach v'yaseyu. V'yena kavana ala mitzvahs v'kach. That's not what mitzvahs are about. Ela shahakel l'tovatenu, mananu bidvarim v'hodienu b'miksasan ha'onesh ha'megiyalanum miyad bilvad. That's the worst. And that's why it says, Lo Anash Ela Im Kain Hizir. That's the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch in Samach Tas. The Menachas Chinuch asked on this then, if that's true, that it's just to let me know that Hashem doesn't like it, so why does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin that Azharas Asay Lo Shema Azhara? The Gemara says it's got to be a Los Asay. What if it's an Asay that you should do something? So then not doing it, we also know Hashem is not interested in that. Right, so why wouldn't an Asharas Asay be enough if it's just to let me know that Hashem doesn't appreciate it and doesn't want it? Why wouldn't it be enough? It's Hashem Alokech Atira. Why shouldn't that be enough to say that for an Ashara? So the Menachas Chinuch just throws up his hands. He says the Mechaber must have a Mesorah for this. He says, even though he gives this reason, Bevadai is a Kabbalah Biad Razal, Dulo Anash Alam Kein Hizir. Must be an Asay. It might not just be a Los Asay. But must that be a svara? But it also must be a mesorah that is what we need. Okay, so that's an important chinuch that we mentioned. Okay, so Mordechai says to Rav Ashi, the chayvi krisis don't need asra, and therefore it's open to be used for malchus. Says the Gemara, what's that? Maybe the azhara fine, like Pesach and Mila. But maybe the lo sa'aseh in all the other contexts is used for a karban, if you do it b'shogeg. Why? The Pesach u'mila, the leslu b'hu azhara, lo aitzi karban. You don't have a karban there by Pesach and Mila if you don't do it, so therefore doesn't that show that, might that not show that the azhara by all the other isurim is used up for a karban? And therefore, again, it's not open for malchus. You need a source for malchus. So, lashi yilashos misas bezdin. You don't get malchus because it's used for misa. What about kares? Isn't it used for kares? No, you don't need one for kares. Why? You know, for Pesach Hamila. Maybe it's used for karban. Maybe it's used for karban. So, is that a possibility? So the Gemara says, no, chasam, lav hainu taima. The reason over there, by those two cases, is that's not why you don't have a karban, because you don't have an asara. What's the reason? The chi of karban is, in the cases where you are chai of a karban, has to be like avodah zara. My avodas kochavim sheva al tase. Just like for avodas zara, the avera avodas zara, it's that you can't do something, and if you do, you violate. Af kol sheva al tase. Or chiyuv karbanos is where you don't do something. Sheva al tase. Lafukehani to komasei. These are essays, and therefore the mitzvah is to do something. So that's why they are different. You can't be chayv. There's no havim to be chayv a carbon there. So don't bring me any rayas that the los asay is for a carbon. Yes, we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem and Maseches Zvachim that there is a concept of bitol asays bringing a carbon ola, but fundamentally that's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. Like if I do an aver, I'm chayv a chatas or an asham or a yolet. This is chayv carbonis. That's a different type of chiyuv. An ola, the Gemara says, is doron. It's a present. You're right. We bring it for a bit of assay, but it's not in the same category of, not in the same category as chiyuv. Okay, well, let's do four more lines, and then we will say one more thing about Pesach and Mila. Ravina Amar La'olam Kidda Amrinan. Go back to the first answer, Meikara. Go back to the first pshat of the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael. Shemasu Tshuva Bezah Shamala Mochlan Lohem. Right, that was the first pshat. Rabbi Kiva says the difference between Misa and Kares is not Lavsha Nitan, Lavsharas Misa's Bezdin. The difference is whether you can do tshuva or not. So Kares, you can do tshuva. Since you could get rid of the Avera, so it's only like one punishment. But my Amrit, what was your problem before? Halo Avid Tshuva? Lamaisa, he hasn't done tshuva yet. If he didn't do tshuva yet, maybe he won't, and he'll end up getting two Averas. But it doesn't matter. Lopsika Milsa Lakares. Since he can, that's all. Since he can get rid of the Kares, so therefore, giving this onish now is not considered two punishments, because he can get rid of it. You're right, he didn't get rid of it yet, but we don't care about that. As long as he can get rid of it, and it's not talui, right, so the Rashi, the third line, hov hu talui b'tshuva, since he has that possibility, that is good enough for Rabbi Akiva to say you could get the punishment. Okay. Tosfos, we'll do the Tosfos now. If Tosfos is printed on this daf, so we could do it now, even though I have to do it at the bottom of the previous daf. The bottom of Tosfos la'afuke. Tosfos says, mihu mimila kasha. Lamali kra. What do you need a pasuk for mila? Dehalo havia bakares dumia davodas kochavim. You need a pasuk to tell me that you don't get, why do you get kares? You get kares by mila, but you don't get a carbon by mila. Why? Because it's not dumi davodah zara. One second. Tahala olam lo yisbarash ihe bakares achi yamus. Mila's different. Because you're really not chayef. You can't, you're chayef kares already. If you're chayef kares already, then we have an issue. You're going to be chayef a carbon too. Malchus is that. Mila's different. Mila, you're not chayef kares until a person dies. Tahala olam yacholam alas lovely patami kares. Every day of his life that he's not getting mila, he's omei to get kares, but he's not chayef kares until he dies. So you can't compare Mila to any of these other cases where you already have a chi of karis. That's Tosa's question. What's Tosa's answer? V'yesh lomar dila olam kolzman shalomol onesh karis alav. Until, as long as he's not mal during his lifetime, he still has the onesh karis on him. What exactly does that mean? So the Aruch Laner, another Aruch Laner say, question and answer of Tosfos is a machlokas ramam raivin. Machlokas Ramam Raivin. Where's this Machlokas? Beginning of Hilchas Mila. If anybody ever gives a shiur in Hilchas Mila, they start off with this Ramam Raivin. Right? This Ramam Raivin goes at least part of the root of what Mila is all about. Says the Ramam in Aleph Beis, Ein Molin Banav Shel Adam El Shalomi Daito. Ella Imkein Avar Venimna Lamulo Shebezdin Malanoso Balkarcho. You gotta ask the father. You gotta give the father the permission to be involved in the mitzvah. If he refuses, then Bezdin could step in. Nis'ala mi Bezdin, volo malu oso kishe yagdil, hu chayev la mulos atzmo. person gets older, he didn't have a bris milah yet, for whatever reason, he has to make sure to get a bris milah himself. Every day, from when he's a gadol until he gets a milah, hari hu mevatel mitzvah saseh. Bittul asay every day. Avol einu chayav karis ad sheyamus v'hu orel b'mezid. That's the Rabbah. Pashut, right? You're bevatel asay every day, but you're not chayav karis until a person dies without getting karis. Says the Ravid. Ein bazet tavlin. No spices. This doesn't taste good. Says the Ravid. Right? Ein bazet tavlin. V'chi mishum asra safik. Okay, you can't give a hasra suffik for you can't give a hasra because maybe he'll do it. But you're gonna potter him. Vikol yom omed be iser kares. That's what I'm talking about. Kares is only later. Every day you're chayav kares. So there's a lot of lumdus here. What's the lumdus between the machlokas Rama and Ravid? But the Rachlaner says that's the havamina maskana of the Tosis. Because havamina is that hey, you're not chayav kares until later. Tosis says no, you're chayav kares every day. Havamina. Rambam, Maskana, Ravid. The Kesav Mishnah here already wonders. He says, what's this machlokas about? Das Rabbeinu she'ina chayv karis lamus b'kitzer shanim. Lefi shlo over adayin ala mitzvah. Shabi yadu lomu latzma. Achi yabas v'u aro mezid. V'das ha-Ravid. The Ravid says, no. You're chayv right away. You could just poter your chayv at any moment. The chayv kicks in right away. But it's just that you can get rid of the chayv. You have a chayv, but you're going to poter the chayv. A little bit similar to what we discussed last Tuesday night. The inshir about knas is modib knas that you are preventing the chiyuv from getting off the ground, or there's a chiyuv there that you're pottering. Right, so here too says v'zesha kasa b'chol yom omid yisr karis klomar ro'oi hu b'chol yom li karis b'lamus b'kitzer shanim klomar da'avagat v'dami lo osa davar she'efshar she'yavu l'di chiyuv v'yadayin lo balu l'di chiyuv shani zeh she'b'chol yom hu over b'vaday al mitzvaso shel makom v'yavu yishinim eschayv karis. Okay, the Aruch Lener says, maybe I could come up with a case that you're chayav karis. What if you do something or have something done that you can no longer do the milah? Like you have a guy do a milah for you. If a guy do a milah for you, that's the Aruch Lener considers that is lula divrei atosis nir lani esdati latarit hechi sha'ovar v'lo mal mishinase gadol v'yachach yidiyachatz v'lamulay de'akum milas apsula im. If you can't do it, if something happened, then you can't do the bris milah anymore. Something happened, you got an injury to that part of the body. Any of those cases, that's why you need a pasuk maybe. That you're still not chayav a carbon in those cases. Okay, that is the Aruch Lener. Weiter. So now we're talking about the third opinion. Third opinion of the that we had yesterday, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says that you're chayav kares, and you're not Chayav Malkus. Even by Krisis, you're not Chayav Malkus, right? The only Shita that says this. Rabbi Shmuel says that you're Chayav Malkus even by Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Kiva says you're Chayav Malkus only by Karis. Rabbi Yitzchak says not even by Karis. Why? It's a limud. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chayav Krisis Bechlal Hayu. V'lama Yatzis, they were included. Why do you say an extra Chayav Karis? Karis, V'lama Yatzis, Karis Bacho. So Ladunu B'Karis, V'lama Malkus. They say you only get Karis there. Okay, so now we start. V'Rabbanan Karis Bacho Zalamali. We're going to go back. Rabbanan and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabban and Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabban and here mean the other two Shitas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. So, Rabban and Kares Bachos Alamali, what do the Rabban and use Kares for, the extra line? L'chalek, to teach me the concept of separate Averos. That what? If I do a number of Chivi Kares at once, I'm Chayiv a Malkus or a Karban for each one. Ukid Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Shemasan Kulam Behelam Echad, Chayev Akalachas Va'achas. Right, if I violate Arayos in one Helam, I'll get Averis. Right, it's not just all Arayos, I get five different Averis. That's why it repeats Kari separately. L'chalik. Right, L'chalik Yasas to be separate, and teach me your Chayev for each one. For example, the Rambam says, the Bhagavad Mishnah quotes our Gemara as the source for this Rambam. Isurei Bia, Gimel Yud Beis. Haba al ha'erva min ha'arayos, bios harbe. If somebody lives with one of the arayos, many bias. In one helam, chayav a kares, o mises bezdin, I'll call bio bia. You're chayav 10 kareses or 10 mises bezdin. Ava bishain bezdin yecholon lahamis, elamisa achas. Bezdin can only kill you once. But, harei ha'bios nechshavos lo ka'averos harbe. Still many averos. Many averos, that's what you learn from here. Right, the Magen Mishnah quotes our Gemara as the source. Bios harbe. Okay, continuing the Gemara. V'Rebbe Yitzchak, l'chalek minale. How does Rebbe Yitzchak know that concept of l'chalek? Answer, Nafgalei, mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa. From that pasuk, ve'elisha tumasa, Rashi explains, it could have written, ulanida lo sikraf. Ve'el isha benidas tumasa, what's the extra lashon? L'chayiv akal isha ve'isha. So mechayiv on each and every woman. Isha benidas tumasa. Ve'rabanan. Let's continue a little more. There's something to say on that line. We'll continue a little more. Rabbana nami tepegle meha. Why can't the Rabbana learn it out from that extra line? What do they have to learn it out from? Achoso. Inachinami. Okay, you're right. So back to the original question. Elakaris b'achoso lamali. So what do you need that original? Pasuk 4. L'chaivo al achoso v'al achos aviv v'al achos imo. To be mechayiv separately on three isurim of sisters. Sister, mother sister, and father sister. If you live, somebody lives with all these three people, so then they're chayiv three. So the Gemara says, Pita, that's obvious. Hari Gufin Mechlakin, Hari Shemus Mechlakin. They're all sisters, but they're different. They're different psukim in the Torah. So what would be the Havamina that you only chayiv one? Right? It's all three separate Isurim. The Gemara answers, Elo lachayivo alachoso shehi achos aviv, shehi achos ima. Teheichi mishkachas la barashia barashia. If you have a very unusual case where you could have a case where somebody's sister is his mother's sister and his father's sister as well. How do you have that case? Rashi works it out for us. Somebody lives with his mother and has two daughters. Right, you gotta write it down, and then you'll be able to. Rashi lives with his mother, he has two daughters, and then he lives with one of those daughters. And they have a son together. And that son lives with his aunt, his mother's sister. So that son, so that's really his sister from his father, because and then it's his mother's sister and his father's sister. So that's the case where you can have the same person is his sister, his mother's sister, and his father's sister. So that's the case, that's the chiddush, you get three averus. Even though it's all the same person, it's one guf, but you get three different averus. So that's the case that the Rabbanan use for that. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. One of the previous limudim was to learn out from Ve'elisha b'nidas tumasa. You learned from there that to all arayos that you're chayiv al kol achas va'achas. There is a very large discussion elsewhere, not really here, and that is nida one of the arayos? Is nida considered an erva? There are many arayos, but is nida called one of the arayos? After all, we're learning from here, the suggestion in the Gemara was, Nida to all the other Arayas. Is Nida one of the Arayas? So that is a big discussion, right? It flows from a Gemara, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, El Amr, that's called Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. The Hekesha of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, Amar Kra, Mikol Asher Yasa, Mikol Tuevoso Eila, Venich Rasu, Hukshu Kol Ha Arayos Kulom La Achos Isha. All Arayos are compared to Achos Isha, to my wife's sister. Ma Achos Isha Lotafsi Be Kedushin. Just like there's no Tfisis Kedushin if I marry my wife's sister. If I marry my sister, Harei Mekudesh Asli, it doesn't work. If I marry my wife's sister, it doesn't work. So Af Kol Arayos Kulom, that's what we paskin. There's no Tfisis Kedushin by Arayos. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Afilu Nida Nami. This Tfisis Kedushin by Nida, the Rambam says there's no Chuppah by Nida. That's Chuppah, special din, Roy Labiyah. But Kedushin, there could be by Nida. So why by Nida does Abaye say, Akom Modim Vala Nida, She'en Avlan Mamzer? Meaning there is Tfisis Kedushin. Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, Usihiri Dasa Olav, Afilu Bishazi Dasa, Tehei Bahavaya. Special Pasuk. So the Shaila is, once we have that special Pasuk, what's the Maskana? Is that pasuk teaching me Nida is one of the Arayas, but in this regard it's different? Or do I say no, that Nida is not really one of the Arayas? It's a different type of Erva than the it's different, it's not one of the Arayas. And even from Torah Shebichsav, this comes up. But again, this is a question that comes up in various places. For example, Tosfos asks in Yevamos Daf Beis. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Beis says that we know the din is, if there's an Isser that... if there's an Isser that is in place when the Nefilas Yibam occurs, so then there's an Isser Kares, let's say, then even if the Isser Kares is removed later on, so then there is no Zika of Yibam. For example, let's say Reuven dies, and Reuven's sister falls to Yibam to her brother-in-law previously. Let's say the Yavama's sister is already married to the Yavam. Right? Two brothers marry two sisters. One brother dies. So the other sister is not zakuk, zatzakuka. What happens if the following week the other sister dies? And this woman already got remarried. Tosa doesn't matter. The halacha is you go by the moment of Zika. The moment of Zika. If it's Arayas, if it's Kares, then that's finished. Ask Tosfos, so what if she's a Nida by Zikal Yavam? If she's a Nida when she's Zikal Yavam, so also they can't live together right then. It's a Chiyuv Kares. Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos has two answers in Amanav. Number one, he says that no, that's the special din. You go by that moment, and if that moment... If the Isra is only personal, says Tosas, that's a reflection that it's really Asr. Mashiach Nida is Asr to everybody. That's all Tosas says. The second answer is Drecha Darchei Noam. Once there's an Isra, it's not fair to the woman. It's not fair to the woman to have to say, oh, we have to see if this Isra is going to be uprooted. But in the first answer of Tosas, he says Nida is different. But he doesn't have the extra line that the Tosas HaRash has. Yevamos Daf Beis right here. Tosas HaRash says, Nida is different because Nida is not one of the Arayas. Nida is not one of the Arayas. Nida is Asa to everybody. Arayas, by definition, is Asa to some and not to the others. That's one. Nafkamina, a number of halachic nafkaminas. What about Yehari Valyavar? Is Nida Yehari Valyavar? If somebody puts a gun to somebody's Reuven's head and says, live with your wife when she's a Nida, I'm going to kill you. Is that one of the Arayas? Is it Yehari Valyavar? Gili Arayas. So again, this might be a machlokas. Might be a machlokas in the mefarshim. Is it Yahareg Va'al Yavar or other nafkaminas? But again, this is a major issue in terms of limudim. It's clear that the Rambam thinks that Nida is one of the Arayas. That's clear. The Rambam says it in Isurei Bia, Perachav Beis. Asur l'hishyachedim erva min ha'arayos. Bein zakena bein yalda shadavar zegorim l'galos erva. Right? Isur yichud. And then the Rambam says... And he includes the chasan shepirse ishto nida kodim sheyivol asur l'shiachinima in that same halacha, meaning the Rambam seems clear, other Rambams also, that nida is one of the arayos again, but this has to do with our limud here. Ve'al-ish, the Gemara wants to learn out nida to other arayos. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, remember this whole daf is back and forth the pendulum. Rabbi Yitzchak kaminale. Where does Rabbi Yitzchak know this halacha from? That if a man lives with a sister who's really his mother's sister and his father's sister at the same time, how does he know that? So nafgalei mikal v'chomer, he learns it out from a kal v'chomer. Detanya, the Mishnah says increase us. Am Rabbi Akiva shaltis Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua be'itzlus shel imaum. I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva in the shuk. In the shuk, I asked them, "Kshahalchu likach behemel mishta benosh Rabbi Gamliel." They went to buy an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So I asked in the shayla there, "Habal achoso shu achos aviv shu achos imo ma'u." Right? If somebody lives with their sister, who's their mother's sister, mother's father's sister, ma, what's the din? Eino chayiv. Chayiv achas al kulan. O chayiv akal achas va'achas. The gear's on the side. How many are you chayiv? One or many? Amru lo zulo shamanu. We didn't hear about this. Aval shamanu, but we did learn. Haba al chamesh nashim nidos behelam echad. If somebody lives with five nidos in one helam, shechayev akalachas v'achas. That we know. Five different nidos, yechayev on each one. And v'nir and advar mikal v'chomer. And says Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, l'choritz akal v'chomer. Uma nida. Shehi shem echad, chayev akalachas v'achas. If nida is all the same shame, and yechayev on each one, conscious, lo shemos l'kol shekein. Here it's different shemos. Right? It's different isurim. So l'chor yishu b'chayev on each one. Says Agamemnon, 1 second. V'ita kal v'chomer prichahu. That's not a good kal v'chomer. Why? Ma'ala nida shekin kufim mechlokin. It's five different women. Five different nidos. That's why you'd be chayev. Mashiach it here is all the same woman. Uli'idach nami havade kal v'chomer prichahi. Isn't that a problem? So he's got to come up with another source. Stop there for a minute. When this Mishnah of Croesus is quoted, so again we have, when he was in the shuk, getting something for an animal for his... for his child's wedding, he asked this kasha. This isn't like a stomach question that you'd ask. Why you're online in the supermarket behind somebody. Could I ask you a kasha? Yeah, maybe you might ask a kasha of something light, something on the parsha. If you go to the parsha, if you're going to ask a chayvik krisus question, but says it's Pharisee Saul and krisus. That's the point. They were so shakua batorah. Anything they doesn't matter where they were. This was their life. They were waiting in the market. It doesn't matter. That's why this is said here. Kamash Milan Nami, Shem Gamkin Lun is Baishu Sham, Bemakum, before some Omer, Akulon Lo Shamanu. Also to answer that they didn't know. That's another message. Afiloachi Lo Chashash here, Rabbi Kiva Milisho Mehem, Dinim Elu Shayna Mitsuyim, Beyadu Behem Sham, Bafasanusan, Lo Yakpidu Allah Bazah. Right, that's the message that you learn. No matter where they were, that's where they answered the question. They were so shakua. Right, the Sharm Sionim Bahalacha, whenever this type of Gemara comes up, so he always quotes, he cross-references all the other Gemaras where they were so shakua, the Tanan the Amram were so shakua in their learning, that nothing else, even when they were involved in other things, right, learning took precedence. He quotes that the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, the Gemara says that Tamanei Chachamim Bigirsayu Tariti, they don't recognize people's signatures, chasimus. Meaning they're so shaku in their learning that they don't know. The Gemara in Shabbos, by Nasa Vadishma, it says that the Rava used to sit and learn, used to sit on his hands, and while he was learning, and he got so involved in the learning that his hands started bleeding, and he didn't notice. Because we can't be masik. But that's the message here. I was speaking to a former balabas who used to give, still gives the Dafyomi Shir Mashul in Woodmere, Menachem Kagan, yesterday, so he told me another vart on this Gemara. He says that, forgot who he said this from, but he said that, we all know where we were at certain times. Somebody asked, when Kennedy was shot, well, some of us weren't born yet, but when Kennedy was shot, where were you? Everybody remembers where you were when Kennedy was shot. 9/11. Where was I when I found out? Because it makes a roshem. You're never going to forget that. Because that's a monumental event in your life, and therefore, I'm always going to remember where I was. When they were in the marketplace, because every single little point of learning was like 9/11 to them. It was so defining. It was so unbelievable. Every halacha, they remembered exactly where they were. That's what learning was. That's why I mentioned in the past, one of my Rosh Yeshiva was once in the car with their father. And he said, my son doesn't remember every single thing. He will read a newspaper, he doesn't remember it. Everything in learning he remembers. Why? Because it's so precious to him. They're all varts, our favorite varts on the Haggadah, let's say. We all remember them every year. But that's his, everything is his favorite. Doesn't forget it. So that's this Gemara. They remember what they were in the Shuk, right? Because every little thing was like 9/11 to them. Because everything was defining and an amazing moment. Okay. Shkoyach. Weiter. Let's continue. Ella, five lines for the bottom. Ella nafgalei. That's a take home for it. Ella nafgalei me achoso de seifa. Okay, maybe you'll learn it out. You don't learn from a kavachomi. You'll learn it out from the second achoso in the pasuk to teach me your chayiv on each one. V'ida achoso the seifa lamali. What do they do with the other one? L'chayvo al achoso bas aviv ubas imo. To teach me your chayiv on a full sister. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're chayiv on a full sister. You're on the chayiv on a half sister. Meaning you have to have a pasuk l'omar she'ino shem benadin, because you can't do it. Hey, if you're chayiv for a half sister, surely you're chayiv for a whole sister. No. Ein onchin min hadin. We've discussed in the past the different svaras for ein onchin min hadin. The Ritva just has an important note on the previous line. What was the havamina to learn out a karban from the right? The first answer they gave, nirin advarim kal v'chomer, forget kal v'chomer pricha, ein onchin min hadin. Says the Ritva, ein onchin min hadin by malchus, but you give a karban min hadin. It's an important line. You give a karban min hadin, that would be okay, said the Ritva. Okay, back to where we are. Idach. What about the other opinion? What does he do with achosa? What does he do with how does he know full sister? Iba yaseima gamar onish me asara. Just like there's an asara, so too maybe you can learn the onish from there. Iba yaseima nafgile me achosa deresha. Maybe he learns it out from the achosa deresha. He could have skipped that word as Rashi explains on top. Ve'idach, and the other opinion again back and forth. Hahumi bayle lachalek. The other achoso in the pasuk is to be mechalik. In what? Lechalik kares l'mafati mulasach. We mentioned in the Mishnah, there are two isurim. There's an isur of creating the oil, the shemen ha-mishcha, and also anointing yourself. So just in case you thought that there's one isur, if somebody creates it and smears himself with it, no, two separate averis, two separate krisus, mefatim and sach. It's counted in the Torah, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, two of the Taryag. The Idach Savar, and the other one says, no, Savar Kerbi Elazar, Dam Rav Elazar and Rav Oshia, Kamakam Shatem Mose, Shnei Lavin, V'kari Sechad, Chalukanim L'Karban. Once you have two Lavim, you already get a separate carbon. So you don't need to use it, you don't need that other Achoso to teach me for Fatim and for Sach. V'ibayaseima, or, The Bach takes out the next five words. Nafgale from the following. Mi ve'ish asher yishkav es isha dava. You learn it out from this pasuk. A man that lives with his wife, dava, she has a flow. That's what you learn. And that's an extra pasuk, Rashi says. So you use the principle of imeino inyan. If this pasuk is not needed to tell you a separate kares by arayos, use it for a separate kares by some other context of kares. And that is mefatim besach. Ve'idach. And what is the other opinion used this pasuk for? How we buy Leila Kedreb Yochanan. Dam Reb Yochanan, Mishim Reb Shimon by Yochai, Minayin She'ena Isha Tmeya, Ache Yatza Mad Vaderach Arvasa. How do I know that a woman is not Tmeya Leita unless uterine blood goes out Derech Arvasa in the normal way out? Shenemar V'isha She'ishka V'sisha Dava V'gilos Arvasa V'chulu. Malamei She'ena Isha Tmeya Ache Yatza Mad Vaderach Arvasa. It has to come out the direct natural way. Okay, so 2 points. Number one, this is a very important halacha for Hilchos Nida. Right, let's say, blood comes out somewhere else, some other, not the natural way. Right, let's say a woman has a C-section. Is a woman tumas, have tumas leida for a C-section? The Gemara here seems to say that she does not have tumas nida. Tumas nida, so it's talking about tumas leida. So that is a machlokas. It's a machlokas in Shabbos, which we've discussed. Shabbos kuf lamed hey. Right, we'll see what this cookie is important for again. If you remember the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, the Gemara says there, Amar Rav Asi, Kol she'imo tmeya leida nimo l'shmona, v'kol she'inimo tmeya leida inimo l'shmona. Rav Asi says that any woman whose has tumas leida, the baby has a bris on day 8. But no tumas leida, no day 8. Meaning, who's excluded here? Caesarean. My oldest son was a caesarean, born caesarean section. According to Rav Asi, he would have his bris mila on day 1. That's Rav Asi Shita. If a woman is not Tamea Leda, right, the Gemara here says she's not Tamea Nida, but if she's not Tamea Leda, that's Rav Asi Shita. So, Rav, Shremar, Isha ki Sazria, v'yolda zachar, v'tama shivas yamim, because the pasuk in Tazria, she has a baby, Tuma, and then it'll be Yom HaShmini, Yom HaBasar Alaso. Special Asmichas of the Psukim. Only if there's Tuma Leda do we say Mila on day 8. Omale Abaya, Abaya says 1 minute. Doris Arishonim Yochicha. Abaye says, I'll prove you wrong. Doris Arishonim. Right? Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu had a bris mila on day 8, even though Sarah wasn't Tumea Leida. Right? There was no such thing as Tumah in those days. Right? He had his bris mila day 8. So you see, there's no connection between Tumah and day 8. Day 8 is day 8. Answers Rav Asi, Amar Leh, the famous line, Nitna Torah v'nizchat shehalacha. Don't bring me rayas from before Matan Torah. Right, this is the question, does the Torah, can we learn halacha from before Matan Torah, which we'll mention two other examples in a minute, but that's the sugya, machlokas, Abaye and Rav Asi. Halacha l'maisa, what are we paskin? So my son had his mila on day eight. Why? Because we paskin like Abaye? No. We don't paskin like Abaye, we don't paskin like Rav Asi either, we're machmir, sveka d'dina. And therefore, we do it on day eight if it's a weekday. But if it's Shabbos, if it's a cesarean section baby born on Shabbos, we do the mila the following Sunday, on day 9, which is for sure wrong. Why? But you can't. It might be, you can only do a mila bismano on Shabbos. So maybe the halacha like Rav Asi, it should be on day 1. If it should be on day 1, it's not docha Shabbos. It's not docha this Shabbos. It was docha last Shabbos. So it's not docha this Shabbos. So once you do it bishlo bismano, so that's why we do it. That's why if anybody had ever been at a meal on the Sunday, right, cesarean is not docha. Not docha Shabbos. But again, this is the sugya of Nitna Torah v'nizchat shehalacha, which comes up in various places. Where the tissues? So it comes up in a number of places. The Rambam says this. The Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Hilchas Avel. Says the Rambam. Do I have the Rambam here? Yes. Mitzvah zaseilas abalala krovim. The mitzvah daraisa to mourn relatives. The ein avelus minat Torah ela biyom rishon bilvad. According to the Rambam. Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. That's the Rambam. Bali Tosfos say all Avelus is Darabanan. But where Rambam says Avelus, Rambam and the Rif say Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. As long as Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are the same day. That's the Rambam Shita. Person dies and is buried the same day. That is Daraisa. But rest of Shriva, the rest of what we call Shiva, is Darabanan. I, says the Rambam, asking on himself, Afal Bishanemar, Batorah V'yasla Aviv Evel Shivas Yamim. The brother said Shiva for Yaakov. Doesn't matter. It says 7 days in the Torah. It doesn't matter. Nitna Torah for Nischat Shehalacha. And again, this is part of the larger shiur that we've had in the past of Nitna Torah for Nischat Shehalacha. That is the principle, but it comes up from here where it talks about there's no Tumas Nida unless it comes out there. It's the same thing, Tumas Leida. The Gemara in Shabbos says that as well. V'tamish achlat hakodesh, right there. Okay, there's a big piggle discussion here, but maybe we'll look in the Ramban. We'll have it another time. V'tamish achlat hakodesh. Back in the Mishnah, the next Kriyas Karis was somebody tamei that ate kodesh, that ate a carbon. Bishlama habala mikdash tamei. We're just going to quote a lot of psukim now. But Mishnah Bala Mikdash Tameh, Ksiv Onish V'Ksiv Asara, if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tameh, so we have two psukim for that. Onish D'Ksiv as Mishkan Hashem Timeh V'Nechrasa, Asara V'Lo Yitamus Machanehem. So a Tameh that walks into the Beis HaMikdash, we have the sources for. El Tameh She'achal Asa Kodesh, what about eating a carbon? The tummy person eats a carbon. Bishlama Onish Ksiv HaNefesh Asher Tochal B'Sarmi V'Zavach HaShlamim, Ishel HaShevet Tumasu Allah V'Nechrasa. That's the Onish. El Asar Minayin, where's the Asara? Where's the warning? We started off with the Sefer Chilif today. It's not enough to have the onish. You need the ashara. Where's the ashara for a tummy person eating a karban? So, machlokas. So, really, he says don't touch, but really it means don't eat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tani Bardala. Bardala says, a person's name, Asya Tumasu Tumasu, Gzerishava, Ksiv Hacha V'Tumasu Alav, V'Nechrasa, V'Ksiv Hasam, Tamei Yihyeh, O Tumasu Vo. Right, you learn it in Alahalon Onish Vasara, Afkan Onish Vasara. Fine, two different sources. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Reish Lakash Lavak Rabbi Yochanan. Why Reish Lakash not hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Gzeira Shava Lo Gamir. He didn't have that Gzeira Shava. His Rebbe didn't give him that Gzeira Shava. So therefore, he didn't hold of it. That's why Reish Lakash did not hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my time alarm like Reish Lakash. But why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Reish Lakash? Right, what's wrong with that pasuk? So he says, Amalacha, Hahu Asar La Truma. That's an Asar for Truma. That's why it's used up. Amazing kasha on this. What's the kasha on this Gemara? Reish Lakish couldn't say the Gzeira Shava because his Rebbe didn't teach it to him. Hello, who is Reish Lakish's Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan. So what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan learned this. Why did he teach Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish? That was his Rebbe. So he asked me this a few weeks ago. So says somebody Achronim. This is a riot to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Medayik in that Gemara. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan saves Rabbi Yochanan, saves Reish Lakish from the river. And Reish Lakish is the language of that Gemara, but Matziah Pei Dalid is that Rabbi Yochanan says to him, come on, return, and you can marry my sister and you'll be great. What do you mean return? So Rabbeinu Tam says there in the Tosis, but Matziah Pei Dalid, it must be Reish Lakish originally was a great Talmud Chacham. And then he went off the Derech. He wasn't always Stam a bandit. He was originally new, with a different Rebbe. And then he lost it. He went off the derech. He became a robber. And then Rabbi Yochanan brought him back. So that's what it must mean here, right? He didn't learn that from his first rebbe. From his first rebbe, he learned Maseches Makas, right? So he learned that from his first rebbe. So that's why he had another rebbe besides Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so you got to have that ha'ara in order to read the Gemara. Vayter, Reish Lakish Asar L'Truma Minalei. Reish Lakish, who uses the pasuk to teach me not allowed to eat a carbon. Where does he learn truma from? Nafgalei mi v'ish ish mi zera aharon v'hut sarua ozav. From that pasuk. Ezel davar shehu shaveh bezara shel aharon. What is equal to all zera aharon? Meaning men and women. Havayom zeh truma. Truma, right? Certain karbanas can only be by men. Kachikachim. Can only be by men. So that's why this pasuk cannot be talking about karban. It must be talking about truma. V'idach. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk? Hahu l'achila v'hu l'negiya. Two psukim. One, you're not allowed to touch truma, and one, you're not allowed to eat truma when you are tameh. Reish Lakish, hai b'chal kodesh lo siga, and so, period. End of that. So now we're going back to ask an original source. Reish Lakish, hai b'chal kodesh lo siga lo hachiyud asa. Does Reish Lakish really use this pasuk to teach me that you're not allowed to eat a carbon when you are tameh? Homi baile, he uses it out for a different halacha. L'tameh shenaga b'kodesh. He uses it to teach me that a tameh cannot touch a carbon. Forget eat a carbon. De itmar. Tami shenaga bakodesh. Reish Lakish omar. Loke. Rabbi Yochanan amar ino loke. If a tummy person touches a carbon, does he get malchus or not? Halacha lemaisa. Machlokes. Reish Lakish amar loke. Bechol kodesh losiga. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein loke. Hahu asar lechumu udasa. So you see, Reish Lakish already uses it up for touching a carbon. How could he use it for eating a carbon? So Gemara answers. Tami shenaga bakodesh. Mita afki rachmana balasha negia. Azhara. Iskish Kodesh Lemikdash. No, because the Torah says in the language of touching, so you can learn both. The Gemara is going to explain in a few lines what exactly is the source. What exactly is the limud. But it's something from the language used. Period. So we'll expand on that in a minute. V'yakati lo hachiyu da asa still. Is that what it's used for? Umi barilei lo tami shacha basa kodesh lefnei yukas adam. No, he still uses it up for something else. A tame person that eats the meat of a karban even before zrika, when nobody could eat it, he gets another aveira for being tame. De itmar tami shacha basa kodesh lefnei yukas adam. If somebody eats basar kodesh before zrikas adam, when it's usher to eat anyway, Rish Lakish amar loke, Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke, Rish Lakish amar loke, b'chol kodesh lo siga. There's the same pasuk. Lo shtar lefnei zrika, v'lo shtar la'achar zrika. Right, the problem is Rish Lakish learns three halachas from the same pasuk. That's the problem. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke, Rabbi Yochanan la'taimei, damakra tumaso tumaso, v'chiksiv tumaso la'achar zrika u'dechsiv. You only get malchus if you eat it after zrikas adam, not before zrikas adam. So back to the kasha. So the Gemara says, no, hahimi b'chol kodesh nafka. He learns that before zrika from those two extra words, mi b'chol kodesh. But the other part of the pasuk is open to use for touching and eating truma. Just one more section. Tanya kavasa de Reish Lakish. Now we're going to explain the limit from before. B'chol kodesh lo siga. Asara la ochel. Ata omer asara la ochel lo enu el asara la nogeya. Is it just for eating or even for touching? Tamagolomar bechal kodesh lo siga velamikdash lo savo. In the same pasuk is touching and walking in. So makish kodesh lo mikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheishbo netilas teshama. If the second half of the pasuk is talking about an iser kares, right, walking into the Beis HaMikdash, av kol davar sheishbo netilas teshama. So the first half of the pasuk must also be including an iser of kares. V'im binegiya miika netilas neshama, and touching is not usur nitzilas neshama. There's no karis. There could be an isur, but it must be including something else also, ela ba'achila. So it must be including even eating. Right? So that's just going through the psukim. Rabbi Reish Lakish, what does he learn about touching truma, eating truma, touching a karban? All of those isurim are learned from here. Okay? Let's just stop here. There's a new sugya coming up here on daf Amar Rabbah. Hashem enjoy, and Hashem, we will come back on Sunday to continue. As is Hashem. Okay? We'll stop here.